This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks to the hit Broadway musical Fela, more Americans are now familiar with the classic Afrobeat sound of the late great Nigerian bandleader Fela Kuti and his group Africa 70. But this is not that classic Afrobeat sound. This is actually a Jewish melody being played by New York bandleader John Madoff and his group Zion 80. Zion 80's blend of Jewish themes and Afrobeat is both unlikely and, I think, completely irresistible. John Madoff and his all-star cast have piled into our now very crowded Soundcheck studio, and they're going to start us off with a song called Holy Brother. is John Madoff and Zion 80 live on Soundcheck with a song called Holy Brother. John Madoff leading the band, playing one of the two guitars, along with Yoshi Fruchter. Shaneer Blumenkranz playing the bass. The horn section includes Frank London on trumpet, Greg Wall, the tenor saxiest rabbi in New York, Matt Dario on alto sax, baritone saxes played by Jessica Lurie and Zach Mayer, and percussion from Marlon Sobel, Yuval Leon behind our drum kit. There, did I get everybody?
I think I did.
Yeah. John Madoff, to you and Zion 80, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having us.
Holy Brother, where does that song come from?
The title?
Yeah, no, the tune.
The tune is mine.
That's an original.
Yeah, okay. It's an original, and when I was thinking kind of in the modality of what I wanted to do with this band, this idea came to me. The original idea of the project was to be doing Shlomo Carlbach's music, but I had this idea, brought it to the band, and it sounded great, so we kept it.
So you've actually been tweeting at Carly Bach Fela.
Yeah.
So kind of acknowledging both the singing rabbi,
yes,
Shlomo Carly Bach,
right,
and the great Nigerian Fela Kuti, the band leader.
Yeah, that's right.
So do you, in fact, play any of Shlomo Carly Bach's tunes with this band?
Yeah, almost everything we play is his music.
Okay.
All but one on the CD are his tunes, with the exception of the one we just played. And we're working on some new music now, but that's always in the mix.
And both of these people, the subjects of Broadway musicals,
right.
Fela and Soul Doctor,
yeah,
which
was
the Carly Bach thing.
Yep,
did
you
see them both?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
And?
Yeah, I really enjoyed both of them.
Okay.
My wife and I got a chance to see both of them, and it was really fun.
We had both casts on Soundcheck in the past.
Great. Yeah.
With Shlomo Carly Bach's tunes, was he drawing on sort of older, more kind of traditional folk-based things, or was he creating stuff out of whole cloth?
I think probably both, and it might change depending on who you ask. There are certainly people who are advocates of traditional chazanut, of rabbinic synagogue singing. I think felt like he was doing something else that wasn't necessarily welcome. But I think it is clearly identifiable as Jewish music. But he was definitely also drawing on, he was walking around in San Francisco with a guitar.
Right.
And
Greenwich Village with the folkies.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it was of that milieu, like coming out of whether it's Woody Guthrie or Dylan or, you know.
Well, now, Fela Kuti's Afrobeat, that wasn't something he just made up in Nigeria. That was cross-cultural,
absolutely,
too, drawing on James Brown and American
when he
music.
Spent time in the States, right? I've read about that, yeah.
So what you're doing is that, do you see that as kind of an extension of that idea of just, there's something in this culture I want to bring into my own?
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. And it's always hard to take a great musician and say, I'm doing the same thing that he did, because... I mean, Fela is a legend and has had such a huge impact, the same in a different way with Shlomo Carly Bach. But that's definitely my aspiration.
Yeah. So he had Africa 70. You've got Zion 80.
Africa 70 and then Egypt 80.
He had Egypt 80,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a big discussion, in my own head and with John Zorn of what to call this band.
Uh-huh.
Now
you record on John Zorn's label.
On Sonic Records.
Sonic Records.
That's right. Right. So the number, I knew Zion was the first part, and I wanted a number, and I couldn't find either an English year or a Hebrew year that sounded as great as 80, so I just kept it.
Okay. Now, you also lead a Jewish-themed power trio called Rashanim.
Yeah, that's right.
With Shaneer over there. He's in that, too.
Yeah, and a great drummer, Matthias Kunzli.
Right. And is that – so that also is based on Jewish melodies?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a looser focus, and it's changed a lot. The last record we did in 2009, produced by – Shaneer, was an acoustic record that we kind of, I think there's been a lot of liberty in that band over time to do different things, but it is always with the focus of Jewish music, but taking it in a different direction.
And what does Rashanim mean?
Rashanim is kind of, it was an unintentional pun. I intended it to mean noisemakers, because Ra'ash is noise in Hebrew. But the way that I spell it, it's a cross between Ra'ashanim, noisemakers, and Rasha'im, which is evil ones. I am, because, I came up listening to punk rock, and that's
All right. So now let me ask you. You mentioned how, back in the day, Shlomo Carly Bach, there were people who would say, well, what you're doing is not Jewish music.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any pushback from people saying what you're doing is incorrect or it's not respectful or wrong somehow, evil somehow. Right. You really are evil ones and noisemakers.
Not really directly. Yeah. I think it's more something along the lines of like, oh, you don't play klezmer, but I never said that I did. But, you know, there is the equation of Jewish music with klezmer because the most well-known genre kind of speaks for the whole thing. There's a lot right. more in Jewish music other than that. But it's more that like kind of like, what is this, you know? Yeah.
All right, so the song you're going to do for us next called Tov Lehodot, mm-hmm. is this another Carly Bach?
Yeah, it's a Carl Bach song.
That doesn't sound Yiddish, though. That sounds more Hebrew.
It is Hebrew, yeah. Tov Lehodot means good to praise. It's a synagogue song that I kind of heard and got into my head and came out this way.
Yeah. All right, you want to play it for us?
Sure.
All right, John Madoff and the big band known as Zion 80 playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Their latest album, simply called Zion 80, includes a version of this song, Tov Lehodot, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. Once again, John Madoff and Zion 80 live on Soundcheck with a song called Tov Lahodot. And playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, let's hear another song. This one's called Ein Kelo Kenu. Once again, it's John Madoff and Zion 80 live on Soundcheck. John Madoff and Zion 80 live on Soundcheck with a song called Ein Kelo Kenu. You can find a version of that that's on the album, which is on the Tzadik record label and is out now. John Madoff and Yoshi Fuchter engaging in a little shredding during the course of that song.
Has to make it in there somehow.
Frank London on trumpet, Greg Wall tenor sax, Matt Dario alto sax, Jessica Laurie baritone sax, a little bit of flute, Zach Mayer also playing baritone sax, Shaneer Blumenkranz on bass, Yuval Leon behind our drum kit, Marlon Sobel playing percussion. They are the band Zion 80. And John, it is a lot of fun to watch you conducting, I guess,
thanks,
for lack of a better word, this
thank you,
this band. And it actually, it's a little bit bigger when you're in full strength, right?
Yeah, yeah. It does tend to be a few people larger.
So who does the arrangements? How are they worked out?
I brought all the arrangements to the band initially, but they've had so much input in from horn lines and backgrounds and, you know, bass lines and everything like that. So I guess I think of it as I bring kind of a more or less skeletal structure of mm-hmm. how I want the tune to be laid out and the feel and the tempo, and then they kind of fill in.
So you bring the skeleton, they flesh it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and, you know, this band, I mean, people who follow the so-called New York downtown scene will recognize a lot of the names I just mentioned.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got some kind of an all-star cast,
yeah,
which can be a great thing, but can also practically be a bear. Because, you know, you got a big band, it's hard to travel, hard to book. So how active can you keep this, realistically?
That's a good question. I haven't been sure at each stage, and then we've gotten, you know, great opportunities, and the band has really stepped up amazingly. So it has been a challenge, but it makes it that much more enjoyable when I get there and everybody's actually, like today, everybody was here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you know, to get everybody in the same room.
So we talked before about the dual inspirations of Shlomo Carlebach, the singing rabbi,
right.
Fela Kuti, the great Nigerian band leader. They both often had a kind of social commentary built into their music because they had lyrics.
Yeah.
Your music doesn't. So, you know, can you still sort of reference or allude to that side of the music somehow?
Right. That's a really good question, and something that I've thought a lot about. After I had the initial idea for the music, I realized that personally, politically, socially, that they each have a very strong message. And I think on some level, no. Without lyrics and without direct references, it is hard to have that. You know, you listen to a Fela tune and there's amazing music, but there's also a story being told.
Right.
Or Shlomo, he's taking a familiar text and bringing it to a new musical setting. So in that way, no. But at the same time, I think it's good that different interpretations can be taken from it.
Mm-hmm.
People may have familiarity with one or the other musician or neither mm-hmm. or both and can take different things from it.
And they can dance to it.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. John Madoff and Zion 80 performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is out on the Tzadik label. John, thanks for trooping the band in here and playing for
us
today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.